You okay? No, I just mean, well, you're paler than normal. And that's saying something. Have you eaten? You're thin enough. That's not a bad thing, it's just, after all you've been through, you need to put on a bit of weight. Don't want you to get sick, right? Especially since your heat'll be coming up soonish. Ouch! Hey, I didn't mean right now. I'd say you have a couple of months at the least. After all that trauma, your body will need to heal up before it goes into heat. See, your smell hasn't... Uh-oh. It looks like we may not have as much time as I thought. No, not by tonight, I think, but very soon. What do you want me to do? I can call up and set an appointment for you to meet prospective mates. No? Are you sure? I know it's late in the day, but it may be safer to meet them today in case you do go into heat. No? All right. I'll set up a meeting for tomorrow. All right. 2:30 tomorrow, we'll head up there. We should start looking at that book, huh? So you do know what to expect. All right, so where do you want to start? Bonding, too late for that. Nesting, not useful here. Imprinting, long past. All right, see, here it talks about what'll happen during your heat. See here? See where the sentinel glands are? That's where your alpha will mark you during mating. Ah, marking? Sam, your parents didn't teach you anything, did they? I didn't mean anything by it. Anywho. Marking is basically a huge sign that says hands off. Gives off the scent of your alpha or omega. If the alpha allows the omega to mark them, tells everyone that they're off market. And if they try to do anything, that there will be hell to pay. Yes, like a marriage ring. Sorry, I forgot that the upper class marry as well, but I don't see the point. Marking is just the same, but not a huge waste of money. Ah, here it talks about the actual heat. I'll summarize. I don't know how much longer I can control myself with you leaning against me like that to look at the book. As it's a bit long. Okay, so... An omega goes into heat for anywhere from 4 to 7 days. During this time, he or she will be unable to do much. Their mind's only on mating. Between breedings, they will take a power nap. Yes, I know how dumb that sounds. I didn't write this damn book. Now hush. During their heat, the omega relies completely on the alpha to feed them, although they don't need much, as their metabolism slows nearly to a stop, and to bathe them. Yeah, I was right. This book is definitely geared towards alphas. Sorry, I didn't expect the pictures to be so... detailed. Didn't expect them to affect me this much, either. So, on the actual, mating, can you not, rub against me so much? Where was I? During the actual mating, right, an omega of either gender self-lubricates. This eases things as, please don't rub on me so much. An alpha won't be able to focus enough to lubricate their omega. The alpha will only be able to think on, breeding... his or her mate. Shit. I think they're in full heat. Oh god fucking damn it. Bare your neck for me. Oh god, I think they are. Fuck, no. Don't rub against my erection. After, if the alpha reaches completion, the base of his penis will swell up into a knot. Tying him to his mate. This is to help in, sure contraception. Once it goes to down, the omega will go into a power nap, which will last for anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. I need to... Let me... Shit. They've been bonding with me all this time. Sharing my bed, scenting on me, growling at that one omega. Fuck, I think I spawned their heat fully now. I need to see if you're in full heat. Alright. Skin so soft.
Let me put my hand down your underpants. You're so wet. Shit, you're sopping wet. Fuck, they're in full heat now. Oh, I can't resist. Just one finger. One more. Oh god, so wet. Just need to scissor. Stretch your sopping cunt until they can fit around me. Oh no, I'm not going to, but they smell so good and they're so fucking wet. I'm just going to nibble at your neck. Put yourself back, damn it. Don't mark them. That'll completely destroy any chance they have of getting a proper mate. Just a few more thrusts. Oh god. You're so fucking tight around my finger. I feel better. Seems like it. You're so limp against me. Well, at least you won't choose a mate tomorrow just out of lust. Of course I'll be there for you. I never let you get out of such a shitty situation only to be handed over to a terrible mate. Come on, you. You need to take a shower before bed. We have a busy day tomorrow. Get a hold of yourself. Didn't not them. You didn't mark them. They're not yours. No matter how much you want them to be, they could do 10 times better with a mate. One who can provide them with a large house, not a small flat. One who doesn't risk dying every time he goes to work.